We'll do it live. Fuck it. Do it live. I'll write it and we'll do it live. Fucking thing sucks.
Do you have the time to listen to me whine?
That they are assaulting our children. They are assaulting your crotch.
I like them French fried potatoes.
Well, that's because you're an idiot.
The knowledge banks of this unit have been wiped clean.
Then there is what could only be a bizarre coincidence or something else.
Greetings and welcome to Monday on I'm With Stupid. This is the Map Man coming to you live from the Palatial Digs here in Bagwine, Ohio. And sitting to my right, as always, a mere 154 miles away, the irrepressible J-Man.
Hola, bitches. This is the J-Man coming to you live from my luxurious studios here in Redneckville, Arkansas. How's everything going this morning, Matt?
It's going okay here in Bagwine. Had a little thunderstorm this morning. Now the sun is out. So we're supposed to have some more big ones tonight, so it's kind of like today. I'm living in the Tampa St. Pete area.
Yep.
Of course, minus the surf and the sand and the hot chicks and bikinis, but other than that, it's just like it.
Yeah, just without the bikini babes, yep. Well, sun coming out and heating things up should get everything, you know, nice and juicy for the storms when they roll through.
Oh, yeah, that's the way it's going to be here. And I should correct myself. We actually do have a lot of chicks who walk around town in bikinis, although they're ones who really shouldn't.
they're the meth whores?
yeah, and it's funny you mentioned that because I have more of that later.
And so we have a few people that have wandered into the chat room.
Yes, we do. It's nice to see. We got Clay Perry. He's in the chat room. You know what's funny about Clay? He probably tuned in for Saturday's show just now.
Probably so.
But it's good.
And
to
we
see
have a few
Clay.
Guests, and we have the Weirdo King in there.
Yeah, we have Grandmaster Dub K in here with us. Always nice. Oh, and by the way, because it is amazing, folks, if you don't know Clay, he's always, well, wherever, but you can always find him at Crick Hollow Studios on Blogger and check out his fine woodworking. And no, that's not a euphemism.
Oh, no, he's a very talented guy. Some amazing stuff that he makes there. And thank the Weirdo King who just tweeted a link to our show to his vast worldwide followers on Twitter. You can catch him on Twitter at the Weirdo King. So, all right. And
I guess the big headlines, as we like to jump in the headlines on Monday's show.
Yeah.
No bigger headline here in the States than what transpired in Joplin, Missouri last night.
Absolutely. I keep watching all the video that's coming in from Joplin. And, of course, where I live, we get Springfield, Missouri TV stations, so they're all on the scene. And sat there last night and watched a lot of video and listened to people who were calling in and it was just unbelievable. They were showing pictures of the hospital there, the St. John's Hospital, and it looked a lot like the federal building in Oklahoma City from back in the day when it was bombed. It was unbelievable.
Yeah, and were you the one who tweeted that last night where I read that? Because, it just looked like the whole entire front of it was just blown out.
Yeah, it's like instead of a tornado, somebody parked a Ryder truck full of explosives.
Yep.
And then they were showing a video. It was a raw feed. There was no audio with it. And it was a Weather Service guy who was going to do a live report from there, but or I guess he had just done his live report. And he and his cameraman and the rest of them were just going from car to car in the parking lot and along the street looking for people to see if there was anybody who needed help. And,
right.
I mean, there was just it just looked like a junkyard. There were cars all flipped over, turned upside down, destroyed, and he was just, you know, and he would go up there, he'd find people, and there was, you know, some people in the car, and they were okay, but they were just going to stay right there until help got there, and, you know, it was awful, man.
Yeah, it's amazing. I had mentioned that we had a tornado about 25 miles south of here, some 37 years ago,
yeah.
On the scale of the Joplin tornado. It was about a half mile wide, an F5 in Xenia, Ohio, in 1974. And it's amazing. People who live in that town, every time it thunders or lightning, you know, they just break out into goosebumps. And these people in Joplin are going to be the same way.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, it's going to be a long recovery. We, of course, living in this part of the country, we get, you know, tornadoes quite often or severe weather. And I can remember them all. I can remember one when I was a kid, a big tornado that came through, and it just on the edge of town, and it picked up the roof of a car lot here in town, and it deposited it about 45 miles away at Bull Shoals.
Yeah.
So they can do some awesome things.
Oh yeah. Well, and just like reports today, that X-rays from the hospital you were talking about have been picked up 60 miles away.
Oh, yeah. Yep. So, well, now that
anyway,
we started the show off in a really happy, upbeat tone.
Well, we for those of you who want to help out the people of Joplin, you can always get a hold of redcross.org. And or if you can get through the Red Cross of Southwest Missouri, their number is 417-624-4411.
Excellent. And you could go to the show's Tumblr page, iwsradio.tumblr.com, and we have some links on there to the Red Cross and a website where you can go, and if you're trying to contact anybody in Joplin and you haven't been able to get a hold of them, you can go there and you can enter their name and maybe a picture of them and stuff like that. And if anybody happens to see them or is able to contact them for you, they'll let you know.
Yep. And like you said, the air's getting pretty juicy here, Jay. And so we're under the gun a little bit today, which is kind of terrible because if a tornado comes through Bagwine, second only to the horror of the death and destruction, it would set the meth industry back 20 years if that happens.
At least. And, of course, you'll be right there at the beer mine, which is
a wonderful place
to be in a big storm, I'm sure.
Yes, with half-inch hail and 80-mile-an-hour winds, someone will come in and say, hey, could you go outside and get me a bag of ice?
Yes, they will.
So what I'll do, I'll just get the snow shovel and shovel up some hail and just fling it at them and say, here's your ice, bitch.
Just dump it in their back seat.
Mm-hmm. But I'll tell you what, we'll move on to, well, actually, this news is no better because even more chaotic than the weather that is blown through the Midwest is the turmoil and turbulence that's going on with the GOP.
Yeah, it's looking pretty bleak right now with the man who was the latest to be considered the savior of the GOP, Mitch Daniels, decided not to run.
Right.
And everybody knows that Mitch would have just, you know, waltzed right in and snagged the nomination and probably just cruised right to the White House, you know. I mean, what's not to love about a balding 5'6" accountant turned government bureaucrat?
And I think you hit upon the operative word when you said he would waltz right in, because you could tell by his press release and him blaming all the women in his family who wears the pants in that family, because it sure as hell isn't Governor Daniels.
No, he pretty much is henpecked and pushed around, and he
twice
does exactly
now,
what
by
what the women.
Woman.
Yeah. Does exactly what she tells him to do when she tells him to do it.
We're getting divorced, Mitch. Okay, now we're getting remarried.
Okay.
Call up Newt and get me a new ring from Tiffany's.
Oh, by the way, that's pretty cool.
And by the way, mentioning Newt, I know how you're a big Gingrich fan. And
you know I am.
I know. So I was just wondering, because I know you have one of these in your palatial estate there in Redneckville. On a scale of 1 to 10, what's your Newt Mintum meter reading today?
It's all the way up to 0.5. I'll be honest with you, it hit zero yesterday, but Newt's out there again this morning with a big article about him in the Washington Post, about him, you know, kind of, you know, trying to turn the tables on people and crank it back up. So, starting to feel it again.
He's pounding the pavement.
That he is. Got himself on another one of the Sunday morning shows last week, which, you know, it was not his intention. You know, this running for president had nothing to do with him trying to just get a lot of publicity for himself and
no.
A big, you know, feed the ego or anything like that. It just so happens that all the morning shows want him on desperately.
And seriously, how can he feed an ego when he really has none? there is a bright spot for the GOP since Tim Pawlenty announced his candidacy.
T-Paw.
T-Paw's the man.
His street name. That's his street name because, you know, he's hardcore.
He is.
He's a baller. Living the best life.
I like to call him Mr. Excitement.
And he is.
And also, as he hails from Minnesota, I know him by the name of Man of 10,000 Snores.
He's going to make his announcement in Iowa today because he's so unpopular in his own home state, he has to go to Iowa to announce. But to be honest with you, honestly, I think Pawlenty just might be the Republican nominee. I think it's entirely possible, especially if our candidate, Michelle Bachmann, doesn't get in.
Oh, my God, Michelle Bachmann.
Yeah, if she doesn't get in, we may just end the frickin' show.
But if she does, you know, it could lead to a whole new show.
Yeah, the Bachmann Hour.
Plus, there's also the other Aleutian hottie, Sarah Palin. Never know what she's going to do.
No,
she doesn't even... Yeah, that's true.
She didn't even know.
And combined, Michelle Bachmann and Sarah Palin, they form the Mensa wing of the Republican Party.
You're just looking for an opportunity to use that rim shot, weren't you?
Yeah, it was kind of a little forced, wasn't it?
Well, I tell you... Actually, I saw the story yesterday that Sarah Palin is moving to Arizona.
Scottsdale.
And, they, you know, she's a little young to be moving into the retirement communities down there. So apparently she's considering running for the Senate in 2012 down there. And I know what you're thinking, and I just want to stop you right now. there is no comparison between Hillary Clinton being a carpetbagger and moving to New York and running for the New York seat, and Sarah Palin being a carpetbagger and moving from Alaska to Arizona just to run for a Senate seat. No comparison.
No.
Don't even start. Don't
no, I wasn't.
Even
no, I
start.
Nope.
Okay. No, she was just going down there where her brand of crazy sells a little better.
Uh-huh. Well, I think when she does finally move there, I can see I'm with Stupid's favorite desert rat throwing eggs at her house.
She could be our on-the-scene correspondent.
Yes, she could.
And let us know what that woman is up to. You know, not stalking her, covering, because we're an official news organization.
That's right.
And we're a serious news organization, unlike Fox News.
Well, I was going to say at least as much as Fox News. In fact, speaking of Fox News, this is kind of funny. They were covering the announced candidacy that happened Saturday in Centennial Park in Hotlanta, where former Godfather's Pizza CEO Herman Cain announced his candidacy by yelling, "Free at last, free at last."
Well, you know, I actually know Herman Cain.
You worked side by side with him, didn't you?
Practically. I worked at Godfather's Pizza.
Mm-hmm.
When I was in college.
Right.
And I came in one day and they said, you know, tuck your shirt in. Look decent. One of the big bosses is going to be here. And a few minutes later, a tall African-American man walked in. And I really can't imagine it was anybody other than Herman Cain. How many black people could they have had in management positions? And shook his hand, said hello to him.
Well, I thought you were going to say when he walked in, you mistakenly said, "Stop right there, I'm calling the cops." I guess.
Oh, no. You see, he was, my memory of him is he was a pretty nice guy, pretty sharp guy. And I saw him, he went he was on the Fox News Sunday morning show with Chris Wallace, and
yes, he was,
and I think he did the appropriate thing. They asked him about President Obama's Middle East speech last week, and Cain immediately pointed out that it was time for somebody to get tough on the Palestinians.
Uh-huh.
Because you know, I mean, they've just got it too good.
I know.
Over there. Time to lay down the law to those people.
That's right. We're going to have to tell them to stop throwing rocks, and you're only allowed dirt clods from now on.
Exactly. You have a little road side of the road vendor selling dirt clods for you to throw. Pick up some hummus and some pita bread and some dirt clods and chuck them at the Israeli officers on your way home.
That's right. And, I'll tell you what, though, there were some reports, although it was from Herman Cain, that in Atlanta that he had 15,000 people there at his announcement. What he failed to mention, though, was he also had a sign outside of Centennial Park that said, "Free calzones."
Well, I thought you were going to say that he held his announcement at the unemployment office. So he could draw a big crowd.
That's right.
And I'd just like to let everybody know that, as the Weirdo King just mentioned in the chat room, the phone lines are open.
And that number is 661-244-9852. And they're lighting up now. Not really.
Oh, yeah.
But and
I see.
We also
I see that we have Mr. Vinny Bond listening in through the super secret hotline there, which we won't pick up because those are the rules. And but we want to mention that you can hear Vinny Bond tonight at 10 p.m. Eastern on Music on the Couch right here on Blog Talk Radio. where he interviews independent, unsigned artists, and great music, great interviews, great time. Everybody listen.
And I would listen tonight, but if the forecast is accurate, I'll be cowering in the closet with my cat. So,
using Corky as the human cat shield.
Yeah, that's right. I also like to say Alter Ego Social Net has worked his or her way into the chat room. Thanks for stopping by. Mm-hmm. Oh, the GOP. They also have a couple Mormons. Can't forget about them. More mania is taking over the GOP.
Yeah. That is a little interesting, a little strange. I guess it's possible that the Mormon Church will become the official church of the Republican Party at some point.
That's right. That would be John Huntsman and Mitt Romney. Huntsman's not official, but he may very well go in. And I think both of them have already promised a car in every garage and a year's food supply in everyone's cabinet.
So. Yep. And John Huntsman so far is winning the hottest daughter contest.
Mm-hmm.
I believe is Marianne. And of course, we all know anybody named Marianne is going to be hot.
Oh, gosh, yes.
Because Marianne on Gilligan's Island was way hotter than Ginger. And I can't believe that it's even a discussion.
My mom's name was Marianne.
There you go. See?
Yeah.
Hotness abounds with that name.
She's been gone 6 years, and I'm still holding on to my Oedipus complex over her. She was smoking. That would have been a good time for a hey-o, but oh well.
We'll give you one of those.
Yeah, there you go.
Always got that timing down.
We're nothing if not timely.
Wait a minute, I'm going to have to look at this real quick. If you will excuse me for just a moment, ladies and gentlemen.
You know we are live.
Yeah, our good friend, Stephen Adams, who's in West Virginia,
yes,
just posted on a Tumblr blog that says he's done with Lindsay Lohan.
How could you be done
with Lindsay?
Because
he just saw a picture of her in a bikini, and he thinks she looks fat.
Huh.
Boy, well, I just didn't know that Stephen was such a sexist.
That's not good. I didn't know there were any sexists in West Virginia.
I don't know how there could be.
I know.
And Joker wants to let us know that he always had the hots for Lovey.
Of course he did.
Yeah. He's always been into the older ladies.
Well, yeah, especially that episode when they got the radiated vegetables and stuff, and Lovey happened to eat the sugar beets, and she was full of energy. She was on Mr. Howe like a jackrabbit, baby.
Oh, yeah. And, of course, like I said, Joker does love the older women. I mean, he still has a picture of Margaret Thatcher taped to the ceiling above his bed. So.
And on a related note, Jay, speaking of Margaret Thatcher, in Canada, what is today?
Oh, it's Victoria Day in Canada.
Yes.
Shout out to our those crazy Canucks up there.
Yeah. Celebrate
our Canadian friends.
That lived, 120 years ago and drank cocaine-laced wine. She was a good woman,
That's my kind of chick right there. And to celebrate it, Canada, Canadians are all taking the day off work, and they're going to, I don't know, go play hockey and drink some Molson Ice, I guess. I don't know really what they do up there in Canada.
No. I don't think anyone really knows.
Well, you know, they keep it pretty quiet. They keep to themselves up there.
Yeah, well, yeah, they're polite and whatnot. And staying in the United Kingdom, not that Canada still is or anything, because, you know, they had that revolution or or just waited out the British or something. President Obama.
Obama.
He's getting back in touch with his roots by traveling to Ireland.
Yep. Yeah, I saw the. I saw him. I turned it on to CNN this morning, and there he and Michelle were standing there drinking Guinness right in the open in front of everybody.
Right.
Shameful. And just, you know, whooping it up while people are suffering in Joplin.
Yeah, it's like they're giving the finger to Joplin, Missouri.
Oh yeah, yeah. They clinked glasses and did a little toast and said, "Oh, I wonder what the poor people in Joplin are doing today." And then they chugged the Guinness. But anyway.
But that aside, it's nice to see him go back to his town where I guess his great grandfather lived.
Yeah.
Moneygall or something is what it's called. They reported what his name was, but I found out the real name of his great-great-great-grandfather was.
And that is?
Seamus O'Shaft.
Did he have his own theme song?
Yes, he did.
Everywhere he walked?
You wouldn't believe how good the theme song from Shaft sounds on the bagpipes. It's incredible.
Oh, I bet it does.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I wonder if he could wander by and say hello to my Nana Mary while he's there in
Ireland.
Oh,
that's right. Yeah.
You know, remember we got that great interview with her on an earlier episode of I'm With Stupid.
Uh-huh.
And I'm sure that if he showed up on her front porch, she wouldn't call 911 or anything.
I'll tell you, this trip isn't all just fun and games either. About ancestry and stuff. It has, it's got some pretty serious political ramifications for the 2012 election, too, because by this visit, Obama has now securely wrapped up the Irish Muslim vote here in the States.
No longer in play.
In fact, I heard the president of that block of voters, Shabazz O'Leary, said they're all behind him now.
You know, I didn't know why you wanted so badly to get into the Obama and Ireland stuff until now. You actually had some material for this.
Well, yes, some it's material.
Excellent. You know, I never really realized what a political force the Muslim Irish folks are, but.
Oh yeah.
Now that you bring it up, they are. You know, I'm surprised that he hasn't been giving speeches in front of their lobby like he was the Israeli lobby.
Yeah. Of course,
and
I call
we have.
Them
the...
Go ahead.
I was just saying we barely have a minute left in the live stream. If anybody
Correct.
Wanted to call in, you'd have to do so quickly at 661-244-9852.
Because
and,
we've got 15
of course the
more
show
minutes
will...
of funny stuff.
Oh yeah, we've got a lot of stuff lined up. We got to talk about Justin Bieber and Israel and they're one and the same probably.
We haven't even offended the Jews yet.
That's right. And we can't let a week go by without doing that.
No, we can't. Because if we did, they'd whine about it.
Every little slight.
They didn't
noticed.
Even mention us.
Oh, I say.
Unbelievable.
So anyway, thanks to everybody who listening on the live stream and the folks
Indeed.
In the chat room.
Mm-hmm.
And be sure to come back later in the week and you can catch the last 15 minutes. And, of course, you can also catch our Saturday show in the archives, too, where, well, we lit it up last Saturday, I thought.
Oh, yeah.
I don't remember
Saturday,
what we talked about, but they kicked
Saturday
some butt
will
that
probably
day.
this Saturday we'll probably do a Memorial Day weekend extravaganza.
I would think so. We'll get the grill out and we'll lower the flag to half staff.
And have a mattress sale.
A very somber, thoughtful mattress sale.
Right.
So, okay, well, the live stream is done, so it's just you and me now, Matt.
How about that? That's the way I like it. It's kind of cozy, kind of warm.
Yeah. A little cuddle time. So anyway, I guess where else is Obama going? He's gonna, it's several days here in Europe. Is he going to, he's gonna go to England and hang out with the Queen?
Yeah, he's gonna throw down some groceries with the Queen, I think, tomorrow.
Oh. And is he gonna get to meet Pippa? Because that's the only reason to go, isn't it?
Of course.
And say, well, nice to meet you, Queen. Where's Pippa?
Where's Pippa?
Where's dad ass?
I was going to say that Pippalicious booty.
Oh, yeah.
If I felt that thing and I was blind, I'd think that chick was black.
Oh.
Boy, that was hard to say. It didn't come out very well. But by God, you know what I meant. And then he's off to the G8 summit, and you know,
I didn't do
my homework on that, so I don't know exactly what city that's going to be, in which city that it will be held.
I don't know either. I didn't even know they were about to do another G8 summit.
Seems
like
they
do those every couple of months.
Oh, I know. They're always G8ing all over the place.
They do like the summit.
Who told these people they could summit? I'm tired of it.
Let's see. Where are they going to do this at? I see the French are protesting it for some reason.
Well, of course they are. I think that's because they said no rapists allowed.
They're going to, of course they would meet in a town that I can barely pronounce. Somewhere in France. Dauville, D-E-A-U-V-I-L-L-E.
How's it spelled?
D-E-A-U-V-I-L-L-E.
Oh, that would be Beauville. Beau, which means good, I believe. Good city.
It starts with a, no, it's D as in dog.
Oh, Deauville. Well, that's just stupid. That's freaking French. Good Lord. They can't even get their own language right.
Well, I could understand them wanting to hold that summit in France. You know, you do want good food. Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Not like they're going to hold that. Not like they're going to hold the G8 summit in England, are they?
No. You know, I was just thinking. Will Berlusconi be there?
Oh, I would hope so.
Because if he is, I think they ought to give the former IMF president a weekend pass. Can you imagine him and Berlusconi having a...
Not a single female would be safe.
No, they wouldn't. That would be great.
And what the hell, if they're going to do that, they might as well invite Schwarzenegger, too.
And hell... The Swiss could let Roman Polanski go free for a little bit.
They could have a foursome. You know, in case they wanted to play golf.
Exactly. Oh, my gosh. Yeah, this has some... Oh, we should have thought
about this. There's potential here.
That could have been an entire show in itself, Jay.
It could have been, but I tell you what, Pippa Middleton needs to stay away from that group.
Hell, Margaret Thatcher needs to stay away from that groom.
Oh, have you seen the pictures of Schwarzenegger's baby mama?
Oh, she's a hottie.
Oh, man.
You don't live in Bagwine, so you wouldn't know.
It's all your point of reference, isn't it?
That's right. And let me
tell
you,
you look at the picture on the computer, you look out the
skewed.
Window, you
oh yep. My goodness.
Yeah, you just, looking at all the meth hotties of Bagwine that come through the beer mine every day and
whew. Boy, let me tell you. When Schmoop goes outside, I escort her everywhere she goes.
Acting as the bodyguard.
Uh-huh. Hey! Look, Elmore! That chick got a nice ass and all her teeth. Oh, my God, yeah.
Look at that.
The
there's one who's not down.
But she does.
Say, looky there. There's a chick who's not down to 72 pounds. hey, did you watch the Billboard Music Awards last night?
You know, Jay, I missed those.
Really?
Yeah.
What the hell, man?
I was busy doing, I don't know.
Important stuff.
Exactly. I was prepping
yeah.
for today's show, as you can well tell.
Oh, I know it. You were doing a little Ireland research.
Yes, I was.
Well, I was flipping the channels back and forth between the god-awful, ugly NBA playoff game between the Bulls and the Heat.
Right.
And the truly, truly god-awful Billboard Music Awards. but there was one big highlight of the evening, or a couple of them.
And what, was
one
what
of
were
them,
those?
Well, one of them was when Britney and Rihanna took the stage together.
Mm-hmm.
And I thought it was really awesome the way Rihanna was singing live and Britney was lip syncing and they were like out of sync. So I thought that was great. Rihanna would still be singing and the Britney tape would start. And Britney, would be kind of like standing there like, what do I do next? Y'all.
Y'all. Mama.
But no denying the hotness, though.
Yeah.
Britney still brings the hotness.
You think so?
I love Britney.
Never have.
Britney and
never
I are.
Good.
Britney follows me on Twitter. That's how close Britney and I are.
Well, that is big.
Oh, I know.
Hey.
And she doesn't follow me on Tumblr, though. I need to check in on that. What the hell's up with that?
Yeah, I don't know. Hey, we could get her as a guest.
Oh, that'd be awesome.
I
would probably add, 10, 12 people to our,
yeah, and,
our
and,
audience.
In fact, Jay, why don't you try to get a hold of her and tell her I'll write and record everything, and she just has to sit on the phone line miles away and just mouth the words. And
that would work perfectly.
Uh-huh.
And then, of course, the other big highlight of the night was when Justin Bieber won. I don't have a clue what he won for. I guess he won for best hair in a an androgynous looking young boys video.
You know, I've made a long time claim that he's actually gay, and I think one of these days it's coming out.
I think it probably
nothing
will.
Nothing else. The gayness.
Yeah. Not that there's anything wrong with that. We totally
no,
support that.
No, of course not.
Although he can't be our gay fan because he's not black or Jewish, but that's,
yeah.
Well, he might be Jewish.
He could be.
Bieber. Yeah. Anyway, when he
no,
won, he turned around and he gave a really sweet hug to his girlfriend, Selena Gomez. You know how I love the Tejanas.
I know how you do.
And it was nice to see him give that little hug to her. And of course, that, you know, we know that they haven't really gone any further than that. Just a hug and maybe a hand holding because they're pure, innocent kids. So.
Right.
Right. So,
he's probably anyway, knitted her a shawl or something.
And she probably made, and she made a little taco and quesadilla dinner for him.
Oh. That's sweet. I like young love.
Oh, me too. Me too. And speaking of Justin Bieber and the context that we were a moment ago, Chicago Bulls forward Joakim Noah is going to get a nice, big, fat fine from the NBA this morning.
Is he really?
After he picked up his second foul in the first quarter last night, it was a stupid foul. He, of course, had to be taken out of the game so he wouldn't get into foul trouble. And as he sat down, apparently a Miami fan was heckling him. And right in front of the cameras, he turned around and he said, "Shut up, you fucking faggot."
Well, that's not helpful.
So get ready to write that big $100,000 check to the NBA, Joakim, or however he pronounces his name, because it's coming. That's the fine that Kobe Bryant got when he used the same word, although he directed it at an official.
Yeah.
So,
might be some mitigating
circumstances for Mr. Noah here.
Yes.
Anyway, although I don't know if you've ever seen Joakim Noah, but
I have. I'm not totally cloistered.
And a guy with his hairdo and that long ponytail probably shouldn't be using that word aimed at other people. I'm just saying.
Yeah. And with the name, you know, Joakim.
Yeah. And he has a bit of a prance to him, if you hadn't noticed.
I have, but only because of my son. He gives me all my NBA details.
Excellent. Well, somebody's got to keep you updated.
Exactly. And by the way, I would like to give a shout out to old Rhino, my progeny, my goofball. In Ohio, you have to take an Ohio graduation test that covers like 5 or 6 subjects, and you start taking it in 10th grade, and you have to pass it by the time you're a senior, and he actually got that out of the way, passed and everything, this past week.
Well done, Rhino.
Yes, we're all surprised. I mean amazed. Amazed. We're
proud.
Happy. Yes.
Relieved.
Yes. And like I may have mentioned last night, in keeping with his father's genes, he barely passed the math portion, but on the writing portion, he was 2 points away from a perfect score.
There you go.
Means
he's all lined up to get that oh-so-useful creative writing and English degree.
Yeah, but I'm already thinking, Jay, I may steer him into the field of philosophy, because you know that's where the real money is.
Yes, it is. So we got about a minute before they're going to cut us off.
Okay.
So we just want to give a big shout out to Tim Pawlenty and his big announcement today. I'm sure that's going to be they were going to do that announcement at 11 a.m., but I think they had to move it to later in the day because most of his supporters will be watching Matlock at that time.
Of course.
And then it'll be nap time for them, and then they'll be good and fresh early this afternoon.
Yeah, they'll be good until 4 when they catch that minute steak special at the country club.
That's right. A little early bird special at Shoney's.
Shirt and shoes appreciated.
All right. So I guess we better wrap it up.
Yeah, we should. Thanks for everyone who listened and will listen in the future. And this Saturday, it's